Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. And so I'm going to cover a couple things here. We've got a short show for you today. For those who have been following the governor's race, or what I should say down there, the governor and Senate race and everything else that's been going on in politics. Well, down in Georgia, we know that the race between Herschel Walker and Warnock, it was a close one, but Warnock has pulled it through and has won the race. So this is good news for the Democrats. For the Senate, they have actually 100% taken the Senate, and they are ahead 51 seats. That's important because if Manchin, which always likes to lean towards the Republican side, tries to do his bullshit, well, that's not going to stop the Democrats from blocking all the crazy stuff that the Republicans are doing. As you guys know, Republicans are going to try to play their little goofy games that they do. And they do this, right? We know that the Republicans do this. And so they want to, well, let's look at what the Republicans want to do. Well, they promised that they would try to fix everything in America. Are they going to do that? Well, not really. They're main objective when they take the House in January, their main objective is to go after Joe Biden and try to impeach him. Well, we all know how stupid that is because all that's going to do is waste time and taxpayers' money. Because, first of all, you got to have a crime committed, and no crimes have been committed by Joe Biden. They cannot. Well, regardless of the facts, I can tell you probably Hunter Biden has nothing on him either, but they can't just go after Hunter Biden and say, well, we're going to impeach Joe Biden because of what Hunter Biden did. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that way. So there are no crimes whatsoever, but the Republicans want you to believe that. And so what are they going to do? Well, they're going to,
you know, cause a lot of problems, tie up taxpayers' money, and they're going to go round and around and around and around and not do nothing. This is what the Republicans are up to. They don't give a fuck about anybody or anything at that matter. But the Republicans have done this for some time now. And what really worries me or bothers me about this whole thing is that watching the Republicans do what they do and acting the way that they want. I mean, they are so upset because Donald Trump was impeached for a crime that he committed, and that's the difference. See, Donald Trump committed a crime, right? He committed a crime. You know, he went against everything that our government laws are pertaining to when it comes to, you know, trying to bribe Ukraine for dirt on Joe Biden, or, Joe Biden. So, but Donald Trump has to face that price of it, right? That's what he does. Again, this is what the Republicans do. We know how stupid they are and how stupid this shit gets, but that's what the Republicans do. Now, we're going to get into this and more here in just a few minutes. So stick around because it's going to get really, really good. Let's look back at Herschel Walker for a minute.
What's in your book?
Yes.
For a lot of people, this is a surprise, right? Yes. To read about what you were going through during those years. Can you tell us why you have chosen to be so public about this illness?
Because I think there's been a stereotype that DID, dissociative disorder, different personality, was civil. It was three faces of E. it was something demon. It was wrong. And I'm saying, no, guys, it's not. I'm saying this may be God's guardian angel taking care of you until you can get help. But on the flip side of that, I said, now Satan has that same playbook of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to think about. And, you know, I have made doctors upset because of my view in the book. I made ministers upset because I said God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three different personalities. And even when Jesus was on the cross, you remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Meaning he left his body and became somebody else only for a split second because of sin. But then he came right back again and said, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. So I say instead of demonizing, calling someone a demon, or calling someone crazy, or saying that they are free because they have DID. DID is a coping mechanism that they use to get rid of trauma that they've suffered, not by the hands of themselves, or something that they've seen. So I said, is God's guardian angel taking care of you until you can get help? So the reason I wrote the book is just to show people, you know, I'm not crazy. I'm not a freak. I am weird, but, you know, that's okay. It is okay to be weird.
Lots of people are weird.
Yeah, a lot of people are weird. And, you know, somebody asked me, they said, why did your former players know that you had this? Now, you know, it was so funny. You're so crazy in college, they probably thought it was normal. They wouldn't have ever thought there was anything wrong with me. And I said, why would they know? Because all I was supposed to do is play football. Well, 8 years ago, my life went out of whack. My life was going crazy. And I said, a man is not a man to say that I'm strong all the time, that I'm always up. A man is a man when he can say, you know what, I'm weak, I don't know this. You know, a man is a man when he stops and you're lost and you ask for direction. Because I've seen in movies that if you don't ask for direction, you go the wrong way and you're going to get killed.
Herschel, how do you feel about people that want to change America from when you and I were kids? I mean, there's, you know, we have, I guess it's 80 to 90 or 70 to 80 million people in America that were born after 1990. So these are kids who, you know, who grew up, you know, when they were 10 years of age with the real beginning of the computers and the internet at home. So they don't know the world that we know pre-internet. They don't know that the bullying was not really, we may have been bullied when we were kids, you know, in a class or teased and things like that, but not the type of culture that these kids have with the internet today. What do you say to those kids and those young people that are voting?
Well, first of all, they don't know that the grass is not green on the other side, that they think they're somewhere better. And if they know another place is better than the United States of America, my thing is, why don't you go there or tell me, let me know who that is, because I can tell them right now there's not. I think our biggest problem is we've not shown our kids that most of the people today hadn't earned the right to change America. And what I mean by that, there are people that have died or not given their life up. There are people that have given their life up to this flag. They've given their life up that for this national anthem. They've given their life up for our freedom and these liberties that we have in this country today, and we're taking it for granted. Well, I don't want that to happen. And I'm saying, and I'm not being tough, I'm saying if you know a place better, you go there, but you lose your citizenship here in the United States of America. And then when you come back, you got to come back legally, like we should be defending the border.
Okay, just so I'm clear, Herschel Walker was asked what he'd say to kids in the U.S., including those who are bullied, and want to see changes in this country. And Walker's response, and I want to be absolutely fair here, is that, quote, if they know another place that's better than the United States, my thing is, why don't you go there? And that, quote, they haven't earned the right to change America. We're about a week out from Election Day in Georgia. I think Herschel Walker nailed it. I couldn't possibly think of a better closing message to young people than scolding them for daring criticize the United States and then telling them to leave the country. No notes, Herschel. No notes. Now, normally, I'd imagine that Republicans failing to secure the support of young people isn't viewed as a big deal to them. We hear so often how young people don't turn out anyway, so what's the difference if these Republican candidates piss them off? Well, turns out that might not be the case anymore. As of right now, this is what the voter turnout looks like in Georgia, broken down by age group. And you might want to take a look at the 18 to 24 range. These young people are voting nearly at the same rate as seniors. So maybe, just maybe, attacking a generation that's broadcasting that it's paying attention and staying engaged and voting might not be the best electoral strategy after all. And what's most absurd here is that he doubled down. Herschel Walker used what may actually be the single most horrific talking point that he pulled out of his ass, and he decided, yeah, I think that one's a keeper. I think this needs to be my closing message.
like that, and I said, it is sad. But, you know, if you love America, if you love America, you got to fight for America. I told people this, and I want all the African-Americans out there to hear, all the white America, all the Latino America, all America. If you don't like America, you can go to the country you like, because we're not going to hold you here. We're not going to hold you. You can go somewhere else.
Now, I'm not sure if Walker even has any advisors left or if the ones who are left are at about the same cognitive proficiency as the candidate, but maybe, just maybe, constantly telling anyone who dares criticize the U.S. that they should leave the country maybe isn't the closing message that's going to bring this thing home. What's telling, too, is that while this guy tries to beat his chest about America being perfect, what actually makes America great, at least in my opinion, is that we can criticize the bad stuff. It's that we can speak out against the government. It's that we do have freedom of speech. It's that we can enjoy freedoms that other countries can't. And yet that's the thing that these Republicans, like Herschel Walker, want to do away with. All the while, they fearmonger about places like China, but China censors speech and bans dissent. And right here, Herschel Walker is introducing a zero-tolerance policy for dissent.
All right, there you go. That was Herschel Walker being Herschel Walker. You know, he's kind of fucking nuts anyway. So here we are. Herschel Walker is definitely, I am so glad that he did not win, because if he would have won, could you imagine his whole purpose would have been about vampires and werewolves and hopes and dreams and ice creams. I mean, this is like Yee West trying to run as a position, man. If anybody ever thought that Yee West would become president, I mean, oh my God, if that dude was to run again and if he was elected president of the United States of America, do you know how screwed up that would be? But Donald Trump surrounds himself with this. Donald Trump loves Yee West. Donald Trump loves all these, was the one guy, Nick Fuentes? Who, by the way, is a racist dickhead. But, you know, that's what he is. He's a serious white supremacist who doesn't believe in women's rights or anything of that magnitude. Then you have Yee West, who believes in, if you haven't seen the interview, check it out on YouTube. It's with Alex Jones, which, you know, Alex Jones is like the biggest fucking conspiracy freak out there, right? And we all know that he's nuts anyway. But when you listen to the interview with Yee West, take a listen to it, man. Oh, my God. So Yee West goes into Nazism and talking about Hitler, and Hitler was a good guy, and the Holocaust never happened, and blah, blah, blah. This guy is the top of the fucking nutballs. But Donald Trump surrounds himself with this. Donald Trump loves these type of people. And it really worries me that America is allowing these type of people to be in office. You know, I mean, this is something that America is not about. You know, our country has always been about the land, you know, the home of the brave, the land of the free. You know, we are here always about togetherness, everybody walking on this earth, one nation, under God, with different creeds, nationalities, ethnic backgrounds, and everybody is supposed to be together as one. And that's what our country's about, the freedom. That's why people come to our country for the freedom, you know, and the Republicans have turned the whole process of immigration into a nightmare, because they want to, I mean, people like Ted Cruz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they all want to come out and say that, you know, that immigrants who come across the border are bringing heroin and bringing in fentanyl and shit like that. which is not proven, by the way. That's not what's really happening here. Not everybody who comes in through the border is bringing fentanyl in here. It doesn't happen like that. And if you were to look, whenever you have a chance, go to the Department of Homeland Security. Look this up. You have a chance. Look this up. Where do most people come from when they come across the border and they stay in the United States and they let their status, become invalid? They end up staying longer than they should. Where do most of those people come from? Well, it's going to surprise you that most of them come from Canada. Yeah, from the north, not from the south. But everybody thinks that, people coming from the south or coming from Mexico are bringing fentanyl and all this other shit. Folks, that's not true. It's a false statement. It's a conspiracy theory that the Republicans have been boasting about for years. They want you to believe that. It's the same process of saying the Democrats are going to take your guns away. It's all a hype. And I got to be honest with you. If anybody was to be worried, if you should be worried about anybody taking your guns away, it's Donald Trump that you need to be worried about. Because this is an idiot who's calling for the end of the Constitution. The Constitution of the United States. All right, well, the first 10 amendments, which is the Bill of Rights, is part of the Constitution of the United States that Donald Trump's trying to get rid of. And the First Amendment, which would be your what? Freedom of speech. He's trying to take away freedom of speech. And then number two, guns, which means that he's trying to get rid of your guns. So I want you to think about that when it comes to Donald Trump, the man and the legend who is trying to take away your guns. Now, I got to be honest with you. A lot of people are starting to turn towards Ron DeSantis. And people are starting to think that Ron DeSantis is the pick for the Republican Party this time in 2024. Oh, yeah, they're going to have a whole bunch of people running for president in 2024 on the Republican side. But I really, truly have a feeling that majority of them are, going to be choosing or picking Ron DeSantis. And I think that Donald Trump is starting to become a figment of everybody's imagination, or a has-been. As a matter of fact, I think that Donald Trump is just the shit stain that's left over on the bedsheet. But that's what it is. Donald Trump is starting to become invalid. He's starting to become to the point where people are getting tired of him. As a matter of fact, everybody who was running for an office for a seat in this last past election that was supported by Donald Trump, only a couple of them made it. But the rest of them lost their seats. They lost. They lost the position. And this last one is a prime example, Herschel Walker. Donald Trump supports Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker supported Donald Trump. And Herschel Walker boasted about Donald Trump supporting him. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump even attended Herschel Walker's rallies. But look what it led Herschel Walker to do. Go down the fucking toilet with shit stain himself. So he was flushed down like a big turd. And so that's what's happening here. People are getting tired of Donald Trump. And so Trumpism is starting to go away. People are starting to realize that there is other choices out there. And even though that they're going to choose another polished idiot, I call it the polished Donald Trump. The polished Donald Trump is Ron DeSantis. If there is any kind of dingleberry hanging off Trump's ass that is the closest to his loophole, it would be Ron DeSantis. Besides the point that you have Ted Cruz, Lady G, Lindsey Graham, who is closet gay. Ted Cruz, Lion Ted Cruz, who, by the way, loves to go out of his state and leave his fucking people to defend for themselves when their power goes out. And then you got Ron DeSantis. Well, Ron DeSantis is all about talking about, you know, we can't say the word gay in Florida. You can't do this. It's all against homosexuals. Ron DeSantis, who is highly against homosexuality, gay, lesbian, LGBTQ, Ron DeSantis is against all of that shit. And he is running for president. He's going to run for president. And you're going to see people vote for this guy. I'm telling you that Ron DeSantis is going to get picked as the primary running person. Who are they going to run against on the Democratic side? Well, I believe that Joe Biden's probably going to run again. I believe there's going to be a lot of great Democrats running. And the truth of the matter is people are going to choose probably a Democrat in 2024 only because of what we see happen with the House. Whenever you see this flip-flop shit go on, it usually leads to a Democrat coming in office in the next term. Bingo. I think that Joe Biden will have 8 years. That's what I believe. But that's what we're going to see. We're seeing a lot of different changes that's happening. People are getting tired of the Republican Party. And why shouldn't they? They're done with the Republicans. They're done with their bullshit. But I don't blame them. I don't blame them for that. You know, people just get tired of the Republicans doing the same shit over and over and over and over. And it gets tiring, man. It really does. But that's what we're dealing with. Republican idiots, right? That's what they are. You know, I got to be honest with you. I never would have thought. I used to be a Republican. And I quit being a Republican when Donald Trump ran because Donald Trump, to me, was the most dangerous person that could ever run in anything, right? Because that's what I believe. But that's what I truly believe. But anyway, so Donald Trump has been surrounding himself with Yee West. Yee West, who is the nuttiest motherfucker out there, listen to this. You're going to hear Yee West talk about fucking Nazis and how Nazis are awesome. This man is hanging around Donald Trump. Donald Trump loves the guy. And this is who Yee West is on Alex Jones' show, who rebuked him, of all people. I think even Alex Jones thought he was fucking nuts for Alex Jones, who is already fucking nuts. But here's what happened. Take a listen to this.
I'm the head of the Mossad. I'm going to kill you and take the children away from you.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
This is the future president you're talking to right now.
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Germans had a really cool leader at one time. Love you, love you, love you. There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler.
Well, I think Hitler did target and kill some people. So I think, you know.
I think Obama killed Palestinians.
This is a new look for you.
Oh, no, I've been wearing a mask for a while.
Ah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, could you not talk in the back? I'm, like, really hypersensitive to sound. If you guys want to talk, just go in another room, please.
Shut the hell up. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, shut up. Shut up. I'm throwing the tablets right now. Shut up. Instagram is about prostitution, so everyone shut up. No one cares. Shut up. No one cares. Jesus is king. Shut up. It's done. Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. Go home to your scared little bins and your scared little town home and your scared little movie contracts and shut up. Don't talk to me about nothing, bro.
What do you think?
There's one place in the Bible where it says God sees sin differently, and there's another place where it says, let me get out my phone. I can, like, really pull up the exact thing it says in the Bible.
No, I agree with what you just said. Let me stop you. Because Dave Chappelle.
Alex, go ahead. Let me channel.
All right, go ahead.
Channel. If I say Now I forgot what I had to say. Let me meditate. Let me get into a place.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Love you, brother. Jesus is King. I love Hitler. Anybody who looks at pornography is a form of a pedophile also. God does view sin differently in that he proscribed a different punishment. But hey, guess what, Elon? I got a Twitter, and today I'm going to have Nick and Alex tweet from my account. You like that, Ari Emanuel?
I'm all about free speech.
A Christian can stand next to anyone. We can go visit R. Kelly in prison. We can go talk to Harvey Weinstein.
That's what Jesus did.
Yes.
You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. This guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician. You can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. Hitler was born Christian.
And the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shook people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time. The Jewish media has made us feel like the Nazis and Hitler have never offered anything of value to the world. Also, it's like there's Jewish people that are basically hiding me under their floorboards right now, under their wooden floors. It's like a reverse version of the Holocaust. George Soros can come to Christ. It is a possibility that he can convert and come to Christ.
You got a little bit of the Hitler fetish going on.
It's not a fetish. They call me anti-Semite. They said I'm a nigga in rap. They said I'm black. They told me, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Okay, James Brown, you tell me who I am. This is the future president you're talking to right now.
I'm not defending him. I'm saying, isn't it good to try to get Middle East peace?
Let's ask Nick.
Yeah, Nick, go ahead.
I got to watch my accounts because they've been frozen by Jewish banks.
I get
the frozen. I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at. I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
It gets to the nature of Judaism, which is the fact that Jews do not believe that Christ was the Son of God. And in fact, they're the only group that hate Jesus.
Every form of pornography is only one. Is only 10 years away from pedophilia. Everyone is so outraged and focused on Balenciaga, but then we're still aborting our kids. We're still fornicating. Germans had a really cool leader at one time.
What do you think about the Ukraine war? What do you think about the devaluation of dollar? What do you think about FTX and Bitcoin? I mean, there's so many topics.
Nick?
You say you're going to run for president 2024.
I'm not, you know, Alex, you're really good at stating things in a way that you get you sued. Alex, love you, love you, love you.
If you're upset with what Kanye West has said today,
it's yay,
let me remind
sir.
You that Kanye
I
West,
it's yay.
Excuse me, yay.
Yeah.
Let me correct that. Yay.
I do love Hitler. I do love the Zionists. I love everyone. The Zionists cannot tell me who I can love and not love.
People need to take that for what it is. I wouldn't call you autistic. You are have a savantish thing about you, and I think that's a positive, not a negative. Nick, you want to say anything?
I hope. No, we're going to pray. No hoping. We pray.
I pray Elon is for real.
No, pray to God, not to Elon.
I pray
to Jesus Christ.
What else do you want to tweet out to folks? Because everything right now is going super, mega, total viral. What is your message to Trump right now? What's your message to DeSantis right now?
I don't know who DeSantis is. I never heard of the guy. There's a lot of good Nazis that were just fighting for their country. For them all to get put in a box. They're all in a box. Every Nazi's bad. Well, could some of the Nazis have just been fighting for their country? Oh, they're all... Oh, we can't put them all in a box.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniform is amazing. But, I mean, just because you're in love with the...
Oh, my God. Yee, well, there he is. Kanye West. Kanye West. Here he is out there talking about Nazis. I love Nazis. Oh, my God, this guy's a fucking Looney Tune from hell. And the Republicans surround themselves with this kind of idiot. This is what your Republicans want.
some crazy motherfucker talking about Nazis and how Nazis are awesome and I love them and I want to have Nazi sex. That's what Kanye West is saying. I got to have Nazi love. Nazi love, baby. I mean, who the hell supports that shit? Huh? Who supports that? If you support this guy, you're an idiot. And there's people out there that think he's brilliant. Kanye is brilliant, man. I don't know, man. We should ask Donald Trump. Donald Trump, talk about Kanye West. U.S. I'll call him U.S. E-West. All right. So, Donald, why do you like Kanye West? Or, I'm sorry, U.S. Why do you like him?
I like him because he is all about real people. If you like to do this, I'm talking about Nazism. Look, Jerry. It's all about Nazis.
Oh, I bet it is about Nazis.
You're just jealous.
No, I'm not jealous about Nazis.
Look, U.S. is just all about love and peace.
Yeah, well, he's not about love and peace, Mr. Trump. He is about Nazism. And you love this guy.
Look, Ron DeSantis, by the way, is going to lose. Ron DeSantis is going to lose. He's going to lose really hard, and he's going to go down, and it's going to be over. Because that's what it is.
Oh, so you think that he's going to lose and go away really quick?
It's all over for him. He's going to go bye-bye. And Ron DeSantis is over.
Ron DeSantis is not over yet, Donald Trump. I think that Ron DeSantis is going to kick your ass in the primaries.
Kevin, get serious. Get serious. No.
Look. All I can say is, Donald, you have fucked up America. You claim that you have made America great, and you want to make America great again, which is already great, by the way. This country is the greatest of all greats. It is the best country in the world.
It's not great. Democrats all made it bad, and it's all going to get worse. Look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden did it. He did.
Look, Joe Biden actually has helped our economy.
Oh, no.
Yes, he did. Don.
Look, Jay, I don't think he's going to do it. No, he didn't do good.
I'm telling you, he did good.
No.
Well, you can believe what you want to. America knows the truth. And it's all over for you now. It is all over for you. I'm sorry, Mr. Trump, but it's all over.
Well, I just want to tell you, I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, let me ask you a question since I've got you here, I'm going to ask one question pertaining to your taxes. Your tax, or your company, the Trump Organization has been indicted on tax fraud. I mean, tax fraud, dude. How can you explain that?
Look, this is a way. It's a witch hunt. Witch hunt. It's only been a witch hunt that they did on me.
Well, it's not a witch hunt. It was facts. Obviously, the judge that you appointed, one of your judges, has found you guilty. Your organization guilty of tax fraud.
I didn't know nothing about it.
Well, I'm sure you didn't there, Don. Just like you didn't know you had classified documents, right?
Those were not classified. I declassified them telepathy. I did a telepathy on it.
I bet you did. I know you said you did, but you did not make it through telepathic powers.
I'm all about telepathic. And I get it. I declassified it for him. I get it.
Well, that's... Well, all I can say is good luck to you, man. You're going to be facing a lot of criminal charges coming up around the corner.
It ain't going to happen, man, because I'll tell you what. Now that we got a Republican Congress...
Well, you ain't got a Republican Congress. You got a Republican House with the fucking new law, but you got a Democratic Senate.
Well, just because you got the Democratic Senate, you didn't mean it. They're gonna stop this witch hunt on me.
Well, I'm sure they probably will. But eventually, they're going to bring it back, I'm sure. And they're going to continue, though. The investigation is going to happen. But, Don, you're going to go to jail. And you're going to go to jail for a long time. And I hope that they get you in there before December is up.
It won't happen, dude.
I have been praying to God that it happens. I have. But, Don, I want to thank you for everything as far as staying the fuck out of the way so that everyone else can make this country a better country. Because, like I said, you fucked it up and you destroyed it.
Wait,
oh, he went bye-bye. I just hung him up. Donald Trump is gone. I cannot stand that guy. I don't even like talking to him. I cannot even talk to him. You know what? It's just the way it is, man. The guy's a fucking Looney Tunes bitch. And the problem is our country is doing a lot better since he's been out of office. Thank God that we had a great president like we have now, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, who has helped us through the coronavirus. Instead of fictitious bullshit, we've actually had true scientific facts, and it's actually helped our country. But better than that, we have actually moved forward with our economy. Yes, we are in some situation with some things that's been happening. But like anything else, it will move back and go better. Coming out of a pandemic, yes, it sucks. Coming out of a pandemic, yes, we are going to face issues like we have been. But it will get better. It will get better. And you just got to hang in there, right? Because that's what everybody has to do is just, without the benefit of the doubt, hang in there. All right, I am done. I think I've given as much information I need to. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come back and join us right here on Real Liberal Radio. And I'm Jerry Williams. Have a good night, everybody.
I don't want a lot.